我们继续看提摩太前书第三章。
And we continue to look on 1 Timothy chapter 3.
上次我们看到神在他话语里边显明了一些有职分的人他们所该有的光景。
And last time as we study the word of God, we can see that those who have a ministry before the Lord, the condition which they should be under.
当然这个不是很绝对的。
Of course, this is not very absolute.
如果说是很绝对的，那在人中间实在找不到这样的人。
And if it's very absolute, we are not able to find anyone in the man's life.
我们承认我们都是残缺的。
And we admit that we are lacking.
但是在弟兄们中间相对的总有那么一些给神显明出来的。
But in comparison with the brethren, that there would be some in the midst that is manifested by God.
所以我们就看到一个非常明确的事。
And thus we're able to see very apparent thing.
在教会里面的服事。
That in the service in the church.
先是神显明出来。
That it is first God to be manifested.
然后教会就接受神所显明的。
And then the church to receive what God has revealed.
在教会里面的一切的职分。
And in all the service in the church.
我们非常明确的看见。
Very apparently we can see.
绝对不可能是从选举里边产生的。
Absolutely it cannot be done by election.
选举是人中间的。
And election is only done amongst men's ways.
但是在神的家中却不是透过选举。
But in the house of God, it is not through an election.
而且是寻找神所显明的。
But it is to seek after what God has revealed.
神没有显明的，我们也就没有胆量去接受。
And if God has not manifested, we dare not receive it.
如果是神显明出来的，
And if it is revealed by God,
我们也应该当有足够的信心从主的手里接过来。
And we should be bold enough to have sufficient grace to receive it from the Lord's hand.
但是我们回到主所显明的那些有职分的人的光景的时候。
But now when we return to the condition of those whom God has revealed,
我们的确是看见非常的严格的。
Indeed, we're able to see that that condition is very strict.
不是马马虎虎、随随便便、稍微有点热心就可以。
It is not that they can just have a little bit of zeal and they can get by casually.
稍微有点工作的热情就可以。
Or that they can just have a little bit of sincerity in work.
不。
No.
他必须是先要有属灵的见证。和生活的见证。
They must first have a spiritual testimony and a testimony in life.
如果没有属灵的见证和生活的见证。
And if they don't have a spiritual testimony or a testimony in their living.
人的热心和工作的热忱不解决问题。
Man's zeal and man's sincerity and fervency in their work does not solve the problem.
弟兄姊妹记得我们读第一章的时候就已经提出来。
And if brothers and sisters remember, we have mentioned this when we study chapter 1.
教会当时是面对着一些异端的或是的混乱。
At that time, the church was facing some difficulty with confusion.
那在一个混乱的光景里面。
And in this state of confusion,
神的见证要明确的显出来。
And in order for the testimony of God to clearly manifest itself,
必须是在教会里面做带领的弟兄们一定要有非常清楚又明确的看见和跟随。
It must, in order for the brothers leading in that locality to have a very clear view and to follow clearly.
如果没有一个明确的认识和跟随，
If they don't follow clearly and have a clear understanding,
那当教会碰到混乱的时候，教会就没有路了。
Then when the church comes into confusion, they won't have any way.
所以我们看到在长老主要求他们在真理上善于教导。
So we're able to see that for the elders, they must be able to teach upon the truth.
在执事是需要他们有固守真道的奥秘。
And for the deacons, they're able to hold firm boldly to the mysteries of the truth.
当然生活上面也是配合的很高的要求。
And of course, in their daily living, it has also a very high requirement as well.
那现在问题就来了。
And now the question appears.
为什么神要设定那么高的要求？
Why is it that God sets such a high requirement?
如果只是为了一个教会的一个工作上的表现，那放松一点可以不可以？
If it's just for the performance of serving in the church, can it be that God would loosen the standard a little bit?
我们不看主怎么说。
We do not look at what the Lord says.
我们只是注意他说了什么。
But we only pay attention to what he says.
我们也可以知道这个标准是没有办法降低的。
Then we realize that you cannot lower the standard.
若是我们看见我们的主他怎么说，
If we look into what our Lord himself has said,
那我们就知道这个事情的确是非常的严肃。
Then indeed we can see the seriousness of this matter.
所以从十四节开始，我们就了解到圣灵当时借着保罗说出这些话的那个目的或者原因。
So starting from verse 14, we're able to see the reason or the have the understanding why the Holy Spirit has spoken these words through Paul.
而保罗在哪里说？
And Paul says there,
我指望快到你那里去。
I'm hoping to come to you soon.
但是我没有把握什么时候能来。
But I have no assurance when I can come.
如果我迟延，
And if I delay,
而教会里面又确实是需要有了安排，
And in the church indeed there needs to be arrangement,
来叫教会给领进那个正常的光景里，
So that the church can be led into that normal standard.
那怎么办呢？
Then what?
所以圣灵就用着保罗说，
Then the Holy Spirit uses Paul to say,
假如我迟延不能及时来到你那里。
But in case I am delayed and cannot come to you in time,
那我先就把这些事情告诉你。
I write so that you may know this,
让你知道在神的家中可以怎样，要怎样行。
In order that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God.
那就是我们留意，这不是保罗说的话。
Brothers and sisters, notice this is not the word spoken by Paul.
这是圣灵借着保罗说的话。
These are the words spoken by the Holy Spirit.
我们常常读神的话的时候，不自觉的会忽略这样的一件事。
And many times when we read the word of God, we neglect such a thing.
我是翻来覆去的提醒弟兄姊妹们。
And I repeatedly remind brothers and sisters.
我们读神的话的时候，必须记住那是圣灵说的话。
When we read the word of God, we must bear in mind those are the words spoken by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵借着保罗说话。
The Holy Spirit spoken through Paul.
圣灵也借着彼得说话。
And the Holy Spirit also speaks through Peter.
圣灵借着他所用的记录下圣经的那人向人说话。
And the Holy Spirit uses the writer of these books to speak to us.
这些人所说出来的话。
And all these words that are spoken to us.
不是他们自己要说的。
It is not spoken by the one who wrote it.
是圣灵要说的。
It is spoken by the Holy Spirit.
那我们如果不掌握这一点，我们读神的话就失去了那个把握了。
And if we do not grasp onto this fact, then we do not have the assurance when we read the word of God.
因为我们可以在那里欺骗自己。
Because there, then we can lie to ourselves.
哦，这不过是某某人的他的一些感觉而已。
Or we can just say that this is someone so and so's emotions and feelings.
但是不是这样。
But it is not this case.
是神的灵在哪里说话。
It is the Spirit of God there speaking.
这些话说出来是有定准，也是有要求的。
And when these words are spoken, there is a standard and a requirement there.
所以保罗当时把圣灵要向人说的话说。
And now the Holy Spirit has spoken the words which the Holy Spirit wants to speak.
而圣灵要说的话又是我们的主要说的。
And the words spoken by the Holy Spirit are also the words the Lord wants to speak.
弟兄姊妹们，记得我们的主在钉十字架以前跟门徒说的那些话。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember the words spoken by the Lord before he was crucified.
他说圣灵来了，他们就要领你们进入一切的真理。
And he has spoken to his disciples that when the Holy Spirit shall come, the Holy Spirit shall lead you into all truth.
他要叫你们想起我曾经跟你们说过的话。
So that you may be reminded of the words that have been spoken to you.
并且我还有很多话要告诉你们。
And I have also many words to speak to
you. 现在你们受不了。
Now you cannot take this.
那到了那个时候，
At that time,
圣灵就会把我要向你们说的话 他就告诉你们了。
The Holy Spirit will tell you the words which I will speak to you.
那是弟兄们，当我们读神的话的。
So brothers and sisters, when we read the word of God,
我们必须掌握这一个很重要和不能更改的一个这个点。
We must grasp on very tightly and cannot change upon this point.
那如果我们掌握了这样的一个心思
，If we have this kind of attitude,
我们看十四节所提的事情，我们就看到。
Then when we see the words mentioned after verse 14, we can have a serious attitude in reading these words.
神的家就是教会。
The house of God is the church.
需要有一个正常的光景。
They must have a normal condition.
但是这个正常的光景怎么来显出来呢？
How is this normal condition manifested?
当然，必须是神的儿女们都好好的寻求主。
Of course, then it is the children of God, they must pursue accurately after the Lord,
接受神自己的权柄,
and to receive the authority of God,
就是在第一章里面所提过的,
and this is mentioned to us in chapter 1.
但是到了第三章的时候,
but when we get to chapter 3,
那就不就是个人在神的面前要有寻求,
it is no longer only the individual pursuance,
因为神的救恩要带出来的那个果效不是一个两个三个四个的人得救
because the fruit of the salvation of God it is not only for merely some individuals to receive salvation
乃是神要借着许许多多得救的人来组成他的教会
but through many that are saved to form the church
那个人跟随主问题很简单
it is very simple for an individual to follow after the Lord
因为就是我跟主
because it is just between the Lord and I
但是教会来跟随主的时候
But when the church is to follow after the Lord
问题就没有那么简单了
Then the problem is not so simple
因为教会是许多的神的儿女们聚在一起
Because the church of God is many children of God gathering together
而我们又承认我们并不是那么属灵的
And we also confess that we are not that spiritual
我们没有一个人属灵到一个地步我所想的就是主所想的
And there is none of us so spiritual that what I think is exactly what the Lord thinks
主所要的就是我所要的
And what the Lord wants is exactly
我们承认我们都没有一个人属灵到这样的一个光景和主没有一点的间隔和距离
and we admit none of us are that spiritual that we have no separation or hindrances between the Lord and us
那所以人与人中间就会发生难处
so between men there will be difficulties
那一发生难处的时候
and when these hardships come
我的见解你的见解他的见解
your way of thinking my way of thinking his way of thinking
如果不能给带到主的心思那里去
If all these cannot be brought into the heart of God
那教会就乱了
Then the church would be confused
教会就没有路了
There would be no way for the church
主在教会中间就没有做工的地位了
And the Lord has no ground to work in the church
那正因为这样
And because of this
所以我们看到到了提摩太第三章的时候
We're able to see when we reach 1 Timothy chapter 3
圣灵就用着保罗说出教会在组织上的结构是怎样的
The Holy Spirit uses Paul to speak to us what the structure of the church ought to be
因为在这个结构的里面神显明一批代替主来照管他的教会的弟兄们
Because in the structure the Lord reveals to us some individuals who have to lead the children of God in the place of the Lord
当然说到这一点的时候
and when we mention upon this point
我想要澄清一个想法
I think we have to be clear on a way of thinking
过去有一些弟兄们他们也看到这一点
in the past some brothers also see this point
但是他们却没有很准确的把这一点带出来
but they have not accurately lived out this point
结果就产生了一种这样的领会
and as a result they have this way of thinking
他们就称它为代表的权柄
and they claim this to be the substitute authority
代表的权柄是
they are their delegated authority
no这一个在神的话里面是找不到的
and you cannot find such a term wording in the word of God
神是兴起一些人来带领他的教会
but God has risen some individuals to lead his church
但是神没有允许任何一个人或是几个人来作为神的代表
but
神传柄的代表
but God has not delegated any authority to one or a few individuals to represent himself.
能代表主的权柄的只有神自己的主自己的话。
And only the word of the Lord can represent the Lord himself.
原因就是
And the reason being,
没有一个人能完全的掌握神话语面的神话语里头的奥秘。
There's just no one individual who can completely grasp the mystery of the Word of God.
所以主是把我们带回到他自己的话里面。
So the Lord brings all of us back to His own Word.
我们就看到保罗按照圣灵的意思在这里说。
Then we can see Paul speaking according to the will of the Holy Spirit.
我指望快到你那里去。
I'm hoping to come to you soon.
所以先把这些事写给你。
So I first write you these words.
假如我迟延不能及时来到。
Just in case I am delayed.
那你也可以知道如何在神的家中行。
So you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God.
那你在神的家中行是根据什么呢？
What is the standard for your conduct in the house of God?
是根据保罗所说的吗？
Is it according to what Paul has spoken?
刚才我们已经用了一点时间说不是。
And we have already spent time in saying that is not the case.
乃是圣灵感动保罗说出主的心意。
It is the Holy Spirit moving Paul to speak forth the heart of God.
所以这是主的心意。
So this is manifested the heart of God to us.
假如提保罗真的是迟延赶不及来到提摩太那里。
And if indeed Paul is delayed and cannot come to Timothy in time.
那提摩太也有一个根据来处理一些问题。
And Timothy also has a foundation to deal with certain problems.
那什么做这个根据呢？
What is this foundation?
是保罗的授权吗？
Is it a delegated authority to Paul?
当然不是。
Of course not.
乃是圣灵的授权
but it is given by the Holy Spirit
或者说也是主的授权
or it is given by the Lord
而这个授权是有内容的
and this authority has content
那个内容就是主自己说的话
and these content is the word of the Lord
我们感谢神
we thank God
那当我们看到这一点的时候
when we're able to see this point
我们就来留意了
we must pay attention
为什么当教会的 那一些做带领的弟兄们神的给他们的那个要求是这样的严格又是这样的高
Then we must see why the requirement that God gives to the leading brothers in the church why is it so strict and high
原因就是
The reason being
因为他们是在神的家中做带领的
Because they are to be leaders in the house of God
那神的家是什么呢
Then what is the house of God
这里就说了
Here it says
这家乃是永生神的教会
that this house of God it is the church of the living God
神的家就是神的教会
that the house of God is the church of God
那在神的家中
and in the house of God
或者说是在神的教会中
or in the church of God
没有一个人能代替神来做定规做决定
there is no one to take the place of God to determine or to make decisions
当然一些事务上的事情我们可以按照原则来决定
of course in some service we can base it on principle
按照那个需要来决定
or base that decision upon what is needed
但是这只能限于在事务的这一个方面
but all these matters that areBased on the principles or the need is only upon the service.
在教会的内容这一点上
But in the content of the church
就没有一个人可以代替主去出主意
There is no one to take the place of the Lord to make any decisions.
因为这个家叫做神的家
Because this house is called the house of God.
因为这个教会称为神的教会
Because this church is called the church of God.
不是某某人的教会
It is not so and so's church.
不是某某人的家
It is not so and so's house.
乃是神的家也是神的教会
It is God's church and God's house.
那这个神的家或者是神的教会
Or this house of God or church of God.
它的内容是什么呢
What is the content of this house of God?
我们在这里就看得很清楚
Here we can see very clearly.
他说真理的柱石和根基
It is the pillar and support of the truth
那就是这是就是教会的功用
This is the function of the church
也是教会的内容
It is also the content of the church
教会的内容是什么
What is the content of the church
教会的内容就是真理
It is truth
那真理是什么？
What is the truth?
真理就是主自己。
The truth is the Lord himself.
说他就是道路真理真理。
And the Lord himself has said he is the truth, the way and the life.
教会里面的内容只能是主自己。
So the content of the church itself can only be the Lord himself.
而这一点是许多神的儿女们所没有太注意的。
And upon this point, many children of God does not pay attention too much upon this point.
所以难怪在地上人家把教会看成一个慈善团体。
And that's why many may view the church as just a charity, charitable organization.
这不能怪怪人家。
You cannot blame them.
因为许多称为教会的，的确就是在地上成了慈善的团体。
Because many so-called churches have made themselves appear as a charitable organization.
因为没有主的心意在那里给成全。
Because there is no heart of God to manifest.
也没有主所要做的事情在那里显出来。
And the Lord's heart and work has not been manifested there.
而我们不仅是在这里看到这种光景存留。
Not only do we see this condition here.
我们也必须要提防这种光景在我们中间出现。
But we must also be alert that this circumstance may arise amongst our midst.
我们稍微放松一下。
If we're loosened any bit,
我们就可以堕落成为一个慈善团体。
Then very easily we can fall into such a charitable organization.
但是主的话在这里给我们看到非常严肃的事。
But the Lord's word here let us see a very serious matter.
我想弟兄姊妹们先注意这一点。
I think brothers and sisters, first let us pay attention to this point.
你就知道在神的家中该怎么行。
Then you will know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God.
那这个家是神的家。
This house is God's house.
我们是神家中的人。
And we are a member of this household.
我们就注意这个。
Just let us pay attention to this.
既然我们是在神的家里。
And if we are in the house of God.
我们是神家中的人。
And we are a member of God's
house. 那么我们和神的关系是什么关系呢？
Then what is our relationship between God and us?
我们不可以笼笼统统的是说，哎呦，教会就是神的家，我们就是在神的家里。
We cannot be extra that the house of God is the church of God and we're in this house.
我们必须注意一件事。
We must notice one thing.
既然这个家称为神的家。
And since this house is the house of God.
那个主人就是神。
And that master is God.
我们是神家里的人。
And we're a member of God's house.
我们怎么能成为神家里的人呢？
How can we become a member of God's
house? 那是因为救恩在我们身上所显出的果效。
And because this is the fruit of the salvation manifested upon us.
救恩在我们身上显出的果效，把我们放在神家中得着一个地位。
And the fruit of salvation manifest upon us has given us a position in this house.
一个什么的地位呢？
What position is this?
儿子的地位。
That we have a position.
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常严肃的一件事。
This is a very serious matter.
我们在神的家里面。
In the house of God.
我们都是站在儿子的地位来向着这一家之主，就是我们的神。
We all stand in the place of sons toward this God, this master of this house.
那既然我们是站在儿子的地位。
And if we stand in the position as sons.
在属灵的家里。
In the spiritual house.
神的话是提醒我们。
The house.
在家中做儿女。
The Lord's words remind us.
需要学习顺服。
That the children of God has to learn to be obedient to the parents.
这个话不是单单教导我们如何过家庭的生活。
And these words not only remind us how do we live in our house.
说清楚一点，不是单单教导我们如何过这个在地上的家庭的生活。
To be more clear, it's not merely tell us how we should live the life that we have in our family on earth.
而是实际的引领我们学习用一个什么准确的态度活在神的面前。
But practically to lead us to have this correct attitude to live before God's presence.
那既然所以他说你就知道如何在神的家中行。
So it says, so you know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God.
那就是说到我们都站在儿子的地位上来看那一位做家主的神他如何来发表他自己。
So we must realize that we're standing in the place of sons to look toward this master, God in his house, how we should live.
怎样来显明他所要做的。
How to manifest what he wants done.
那这 从神的家这一个点上，我们看到我们所站的地位。
So from this point, the house of God, we realize the position which we have.
然后又说到神的教会。
And then it also speaks on the church of God.
那一说到教会，那就是一个团体。
And when we talk about the church of God, that is a corporate body.
是一个属灵的团体。
It is a spiritual corporate body.
是一个有生命的团体。
It is a living body.
这一个团体称为基督的身体。
And this living body is the body of Christ.
同样的原则给我们看到。
And in the same principle, it lets us.
我们是这一个身体上的肢体。
That we are a member of this body.
但是我们都有一个共同的方向。
But we have a similar direction.
就是向着做头的基督。
And that is toward the head, who is Christ.
服在做头的基督的调配的底下。
And to submit under the authority of Christ, who is the head.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
当圣灵把这样的一个事实向我们解开的时候
And when the Holy Spirit reveals such the truth to us
我们就很具体的进到教会的内容
Very practically we're able to enter into the content of the church
我们进到神的家的内容
Or enter into the content of the house of God
那内容是什么
What is that content?
真理的注释和根基
That's the pillar and support of the truth
从字面上面来说
And by the statement
注释
The pillar
就是很明确的在那里支撑着那一个建筑物的。
The pillar is the support which upholds that structure.
根基。
And the foundation.
也是很明显的在那里显明，叫那个整个的建筑的站立在一个很稳固的
It's also clearly manifested that this structure is set and built upon a very firm foundation.
那现在神主的话就给我们看到。
And now the word of God lets us see.
教会是什么呢？
What is the church?
神的家是什么呢？
What is the house of God?
那是真理的柱石和根基。
It is the pillar and support of the truth.
用最简单的话来说。
Very simple words.
教会乃是在那里。维持着真理
that the church itself is there to uphold the truth
扶持着真理
and to support the truth
也显明着真理
and also there to manifest the truth
如果教会不能显出这样的功用
and if the church cannot manifest such
那这个团体就失去了教会的实际
then this body has lost the reality of the church
那我们再往深处看一点
and when we go deeper into this
圣灵在这里用着这两个事物来说出教会的功用。
The Holy Spirit uses these two matters to speak on the function of the church.
一个是柱石。
One is the pillar.
一个是根基。
One is the foundation.
用弟兄们看到。
Brothers and sisters,
柱石是露在外，显露在外面。
That the pillar is manifested externally.
根基是隐藏在里头的。
That the foundation is hidden within.
一般来说根基都是埋在地里边的。
That the foundation normally is hidden underground.
那柱石就是显露在地以上的。
And the pillar is manifested above the ground.
那弟兄们，你看到这个事实。
Brothers and sisters, when you see this fact,
明的暗的。
What is hidden and what is clear?
教会都是在那里显明神的心意。
That the church itself there is to manifest the heart of God.
那这里也就是这样说吧。
It is also said here then.
教会在人眼前所做的。
That what the church does in the man's eyes.
乃是把神心里面所要的显明出来。
It is to reveal what is wanted in the heart of God.
所以教会所做的必须是神所要做的。
So all that the church does must be what God wants done.
神所不要做的。
And what God does not want,
虽然世界人都很同情,
and even though the people on earth may want it,
但是因为神不要做了,
but because this is not what's wanted by God,
我们也不能做,
then we cannot do it.
因为教会乃是在外面显露神自己的作为,
because externally the church is to manifest the work of God.
那教会怎么能知道神要做什么或者他不要做什么呢
Then how is the church able to know what God wants and what he does not want?
这就说到教会在神面前的寻求了
And this lets us see the pursuit of the church
因为我们都知道寻求都是在隐秘处的
But,
所做的
Brothers and sisters, we all realize and know that what is pursued after is
我们是在隐秘处来仰望神
And hiddenly we come and seek after God
与神有交通
And to have fellowship with God
等候神启示他的自己
To await for God to reveal himself
那因此因此我们就看到
So brothers and sisters,
教会的那个功用
The function of the church
是从隐秘处的寻求做基础
The foundation is what we pursue after God hiddenly
然后在外面去显明神所要做的
And then externally to manifest what God wants done
也就是在隐秘处所接受过来的看见
And that is the vision which you get in the hidden place
亮光
The light which we receive
或者说是启示
Or the revelation
我们感谢赞美神
We praise and thank God
这是教会的功用
And this is the function of the church
也说出了教会如何来显明这个功用
It also tells us how the church is a manifest
我们感谢赞美神
We praise and thank God
那笼统的来说
In general,
教会就是主，就是基督的见证。
That the church is the testimony of God.
或者说是神永远的旨意的见证。
Or it is the testimony of God's eternal will.
所以当我们的主升天的时候，他对教会的差遣是差遣教会去做我的见证。
So when the Lord ascended, he has commanded the church to be his witness.
那因此我们就看得非常非常的严肃。
Therefore, we're able to have a very serious grasp of this.
教会是基督的见证。
That the church is the testimony of Christ.
基督就是真理。
And Christ is the truth.
教会所显明的、所扶持的、所持守的。
And what the church manifests and supports and holds on to,
乃是基督自己。
It is Christ himself.
乃是让基督做一切。
It is so that Christ can be all.
对教会本身来说
to the church,
要显出基督是头。
That the church must manifest Christ as the head.
借着教会的见证所带出来的。
And through the witness of the church,
乃是要向世界宣告，有一天我们的主要成为万有。
It is for them to proclaim that one day the Lord will become the Lord of all.
这是教会的见证。
And this is the testimony of the church.
教会离开这一个，教会就不成为教会。
And if the church departs away from this, it is no longer the church.
就成为好像撒比教会一样，按名是活的，其实是死的。
Then it will become the church like in Sardis that it seems to be living but is actually dead.
那现在我们来注意。
And let us pay attention now.
关乎这一个真理
Regarding this truth,
如果笼笼统统的说真理，那就是很笼统。
In general, if we just speak of the truth, then that's too abstract.
人也不知道是什么，模模糊糊的。
And then we're very confused and we don't know what that is.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他从来不向人说含糊的话。
He never speaks abstract words.
他要么就不说。
He would just don't speak.
要说就说得很清楚。
Or if he speaks, he is very clear.
虽然有些时候他说，他借着先知们说预言。
Or sometimes he may speak in prophecy through the prophet.
对事情的本身来说是有点含糊。
To the matter itself, it may not be clear.
但是在原则上确实清楚。
But in principle, it is very clear.
那所以我们现在来看。
So now when we look at this,
圣经在这里指出那个真理的注释和根基，说。显出来的那些真理是什么回事
The Holy Spirit reveals to us what it means when the pillar and support of the truth, what those truths are.
而我们揣摩一下保罗当时接受这个启示的感动
If we just meditate upon a little bit on Paul's prompting when he received this revelation,
他里面的感觉是什么
What is his feeling from within?
弟兄姊妹你看他按照圣灵的引导他一直说说说说到这家就是永生神的教会真理的注释和根基
Brothers and sisters when you look at here when Paul speaks and speaks unto this time that the house of God is the church of the living God the pillar and support of the truth
一接触到这个事实的时候
And when he mentions upon this matter
保罗里面就发亮了
For within Paul is enlightened
保罗里面就满了
From within Paul is filled
保罗就看到一个非常荣耀的事实
He is full and see this glorious truth
这个荣耀的事实就是那个真理的内容。
And this glorious truth is the content of that truth.
所以他马上就在那里有一个敬拜。
So immediately he has this worship there.
在那里承认神所做的奇妙。
And there he confesses great is the mystery of God.
所以接上去十六节你就看到。
So when you continue on verse 16, you see.
他说大在敬虔的奥秘。人都要承认的。
He says that by common confession, great is the mystery of godliness.
人都要承认的有一个敬虔的奥秘
that man must confess great is the mystery of godliness
哦这个敬虔的奥秘是非常非常的伟大的
and this mystery of godliness is extremely great
伟大到一个什么的程度呢？
And how great to what degree is this mystery?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你看圣灵在这里说的话说得多清楚。
Here you can see how clear the Holy Spirit speaks.
如果保罗当时只是他一个人看见这一个，
If it was just Paul himself seeing this,
他在那里敬拜神，
He worships God there.
我们就是与他同行啊。
And then if we walk with him,
我们也不知道他的感觉是什么。
We don't even know what he is feeling.
但是感谢神。
But thank God,
圣灵不是单是向保罗一个人解开这一个。
The Holy Spirit not only reveals this truth to Paul himself,
他是要向教会显出这个真理。
But the Holy Spirit wants to reveal this truth to the entire church.
叫保罗里面有那个那高的一个感觉的时候。
So when Paul has this high feeling from within,
圣灵也同时借着保罗把这一个启示向我们解开。
The Holy Spirit through Paul also reveals to us this mystery.
那这个人都要承认的敬虔的奥秘是什么呢？
And what is the mystery, the great mystery of godliness that is confessed of men?
底下就说了。
It tells us.
就是。
It is.
第一件事。
The first thing.
神在肉身显现。
He was revealed in the flesh.
那底下在这里提到几件事情呢？
And then there are a few matters mentioned.
我算他是一共说了六件事情。
We can just say that it's mentioned six matters here.
从神在肉身显现开始。这一节圣经里边包括了六件事情。
And starting from he who was revealed in the flesh, you can say includes six matters.
这六件事情没有一件是小事。
And none of these, any of these matters are minor.
但是我们没有看到这里面这六件事以前。
But before we look into these six events,
我先提醒弟兄姊妹们注意这一点。
I must first remind brothers and sisters.
这六件事情不是将来。发生的事。
But these six events, this is not something that is going to happen.
这六件事情是已经发生了的事情。
But these six events have already happened.
而是已经完成了的事情。
It is something that is finished.
如果弟兄姊妹们，你读英文圣经的时候，你就非常清楚地看到这件事。
And brothers and sisters, read the English translation, it is very clear.
但是我们读中文圣经，有些时候就缺欠了这一块。
But when we read the Chinese translation, sometimes we lack this.
这里提到六件事情。
The six events here.
六件事情都是神已经做好的。
These are the six things that God has already completed.
所以才能成为那一个称为真理的。
And that's why they can become the content of the truth.
教会才能非常有把握的在那里显明这个真理的内容。
And thus the church has a very great assurance to manifest such a content.
因为这里的真理的事实是神已经做好的了。
Because the fact of this truth, God has already completed.
不是神在那里宣告说他将来要做的。
It is not declared by God that is something He is to do.
如果是将来要做的，那怎么知道神在当中不变？有什么变化呢？
If it's something God is to do, how do we know He will not change in the midst of it?
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
不然我们的神不会说过的话，说了就算数。
It is true that our Lord will not deny Himself and say something and not count it.
他不是似而又非的神。
He is not a God who changes.
光是这一点，我们已经很拜服了。
And just this point, we're worthy of our worship.
但是这里说出来的。
But here, what is spoken.
不是说到神将来神要做什么。
It is not telling us what God is to do.
乃是告诉我们神已经做了什么。
It tells us what God has already done.
神已经做了的这一些就成了我们见证的内容。
All this that He has done has become the content of our testimony.
也就成了这个称为真理的那一个事实。
And it also has, it is the content of this truth.
头一件事情我们来看。
The first thing let us see.
神在肉身显现。
That he who was revealed in the flesh.
那当然这一个我们知道。
Of course we know this.
是指着我们的主成为人。
It points that our Lord has become man.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
为什么他要成为人？
Why did he become man?
我们非常容易站在我们的需要上面来领会神的心。
Very easily we stand upon our own view what we need to understand the heart of God.
我们就会说啊。
Then we would say.
他来拯救罪人，他不成为人，他怎么可以拯救我们？
He came to save sinners. If he did not become man, how can he come to save us?
当然这个是事实。
Of course this is the truth.
但是这里给我们所看到的不是这。不是停留在这一个小点上。
But what's revealed here is not just on this small point we can see.
这里所说出的是什么呢？
What is stated here?
神在肉身显现。
That God revealed in the flesh.
我们用另外一个话来说
，to use another word，
乃是神来到人的中间给人看见。
That God has come in the midst of man to be seen by man。
弟兄姊妹们，这是非常大的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very great matter。
从来没有人见过神。
There is no one who has seen God。
但是神心里面却是有一个很迫切的意念。
But in God's heart, He has this urging,
他巴不得人能看见。
That He is so willing for man to see Him。
他巴不得他能给人看见。
That he wants man to behold him.
Oh, 因为人看不见神,
because man cannot see God,
对神来说是一个很大很大的缺陷。
To God, it is a very great lack.
因为在起初人的被造是照着神的荣耀的形象,
because in the beginning, man was created in the image of God.
但是照着神的形象而被造出来的人有一天不能看见神。
But one day, the man that was created in the image of God cannot see God.
我这个事情对神来说是一个很大很大的疑线。
To God, this is a very great regret.
所以神有一个非常非常迫切的心思，他要让人去看见他。
So in God's heart, he has a very urgency for man to be able to see him.
但一个离开了神堕落成了罪人的人，他怎么能看见神？
But man who has become fallen into a sinner who has departed from God,
这个是没有条件的。
How can he see God? He has not qualified.
我们记得摩西的那一段历史。
Brothers and sisters, you remember the history of Moses.
当神在西乃山上答应了摩西的要求，说好，我继续陪你们进迦南。
When God has agreed to Moses' request to continue to go with the Israelites into Canaan on Mount Sinai.
那别人怎么领会这个事情，我们不去管他。
We don't mind what others come to understand.
但是摩西对这一件事情，他就感觉是非常非常不得了的恩典。
But to Moses, it is an extremely great grace to him.
以色列人拜金牛犊。
That the Israelites worship the calf.
惹神的怒气。
And has brought on the wrath of God.
抵触了十条诫命的第一条、第二条。
And has undermined the.First two commandments of the Ten Commandments. And according to the requirement of the law, they must all be stoned to death.
那也就是说以色列完了。
That means Israel has come to an end.
你在别样事情得罪神还可以。
And upon that other matters, if you sin against God, maybe you'll get by.
或者还有挽回的余地。
Or maybe you can still be atoned.
现在他们得罪神的却是直接得罪神的自己。
But now they have sinned directly against God himself.
他们怎么能承担得起呢？
How can they bear this responsibility?
所以摩西四十昼夜在神面前俯伏下来。
And so, Moses has meditated day and night and bowed in worship before God.
他带出神一个极大的赦免。
And has brought forth a great forgiveness from God.
哦，这件事对摩西来说是太重要，太重要了。
And to Moses, this is too important.
哦，他里面恩典的感觉非常非常的高。
And within Moses, he has this.Great feeling of grace.
所以弟兄姊妹，你记得了，他就向神要提出一个要求。
So Moses had this request to God.
神啊，你这样的宝贵，你这样的荣耀，你又是这样的满了体恤。
That how compassionate and precious and great and glorious thou art.
我巴不得能面对面的见你一下。
I am so willing and wanting to see you face to face.
这个爱慕是非常宝贝的。
And this desire is very precious.
但是有没有可能？
But is it possible?
有没有条件？
Is he qualified?
神说怎么可以呢？
God says, how can this be?
有谁可以看见我的面而能存活？
Who can still live when they see my face?
弟兄姊妹，你就注意到这一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, then you can see this.
人没有办法看见神。
Man cannot see God.
但是神心里面却是非常愿意人看见他。
But in the heart,
没有答应。
So there, at Moses' request, God did not answer.
但是神没有办法不发表了他一点的心思。
But God has manifested a little bit of his heart.
也就是说，他乐意人看见他。
He is, that means he is willing for man to see him.
他说摩西啊，
he said, Moses,
我不能给你见我的面。
I cannot allow for you to see my face.
但是我不叫你失望。
But I will not disappoint you.
我让你看见我的背。
I can let you see my back.
那弟兄姊妹都记得这一段的历史。
If you remember this history, brothers.
那为什么神要让摩西看见他的背呢？
Why did God allow for Moses to see
his back? 追问下去的时候，
if we continue to ask God,
你一定能得到一个答案。
Then you have this answer.
其实神何尝不是愿意人能看见他呢？
That is also God's will for man to see him.
只是人没有条件看见神。
But man is just not qualified.
但 但是人没有条件看见神，并不等于神没有意思要让人看见他。
But just because man is not qualified to see him does not mean God is not willing to reveal and for him to see him.
所以神等了很久很久很久。
So God has waited very, very long.
现在等到一个时间了。
And now this time has come.
神在肉身显现。
God was revealed in the flesh.
神已经在肉身显现。
He has already been revealed in the flesh, brothers and sisters.
这是何等宝贝的一件事。
How precious this matter is.
神这样的在人中间显现出来。
That God revealed himself
to the way of man. 乃要叫人看见他。
So that man can behold him.
乃是叫人和神中间那个间隔。
So that he has taken away this hindrance between himself and man. We thank God. This speaks of our Lord himself. That he has come to earth to become man. No one has ever seen God. But only the Son in the bosom of the Father has revealed God. And you don't need to wait for the future. Our Lord has already come. He has already revealed God, the Father himself. Brothers and sisters, remember.
多马不是说,
did Thomas not say?
约翰十四章那里啊,
in John chapter 14.
主啊，求你把父显给我们看看啊,
Lord,
我们就很满足了。
Reveal to us the Father, then we're very satisfied.
那主怎么回答他呢?
What did our Lord answer to him?
多马，你跟随我那么久，你还不明白。
Thomas, you have followed after me so long, and you do not understand.
看见我就是看见父。
If you see me, then you see the Father.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看到人的愚昧。
Brothers and sisters, can you see the foolishness of man?
啊，不是多马有这个愚昧，连我们都有这个。
It is not that Thomas was foolish, even we.
我们没有看到我们的主来，乃是把父向我们解开。
We have not seen that our Lord has come in order to reveal to us the Father. He has already finished this.
已经完成了。
It is complete.
你要看见神，你就在主那里就可以看见。
You want to see God, you can see the Lord.
那这是第一件。
This is the first thing.
那第二件呢?
The second matter.
被圣灵称义。
He was vindicated in the Spirit.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这一件事情。
This matter.
明明显出。在主的复活这一个事上面
was manifested to us in the resurrection of our Lord.
而这一个复活
and this resurrection
就显明了
revealed
我们的主他是义
that our Lord is righteous.
所以他能进入死而又从死里出来
so that he can enter death and to be risen from death.
他所以要进入死
that the reason he has to enter death
乃是因为他要叫死在罪恶过犯中的人得蒙拯救。
It's so that we who have died in our sins and transgressions can be saved.
因为神的心意愿意万人得救。
Because God's heart is that all men will be saved.
但是神虽然愿意拯救人。
And even though God is willing to save man.
但是有一个先决的条件。
But there is one thing he has to solve.
神的公义必须要满足。
That the righteousness of God must be satisfied.
如果神的公义不能满足。
If the righteousness of God is not satisfied.
神愿意人得拯救。
Even though God is willing for all men to be saved.
人也没有路可以得拯救。
Man has no path in order to be saved.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们的主来了。
Our Lord has come.
他来。他不仅是在他在地上的日子显出他是义。
He came not only on the days on earth, he has manifested himself as righteousness.
他没有任何的黑暗和过犯。
That he has no darkness or sin.
也没有罪。
He has no transgression.
所以他有资格来代替人去偿还神公义的要求。
So he has the qualification to repay the righteousness of God, to pay for our penalty of our sin. Or he is qualified to satisfy the righteousness requirement of God.
但是他满足神公义的要求但是在他在地上的生活
But for him to fulfill the righteous requirement of God not only his daily living on earth
而是在他走到他在地上的年日最末了的那一层他所做的事
But it's in the last stage of his days on earth what he has done
就是给挂在木头上
That he was hung on the tree
死在那里
And died there
如果他死在那里就是他的尽头
And if he died there that is his end
那他也不过是如此
Then he would just be that it. But thank God.
神的公义在他身上满足了以后
But when the righteousness of God was complete upon him, he was risen from death.
圣灵就在那里印证一件事情
And the Holy Spirit there confirms one thing.
我们的主是义的
Our Lord is righteousness.
他是那一个义人。
And he is that righteous one. He is the righteous one.
他称为义者耶稣。
And he is the right, the Jesus who is called the righteous, the righteous one.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，感谢赞美他。
Brothers and sisters, praise and thank him.
因为不仅是他显明神是义。
Because not only does he reveal that God is righteous.
固然是义
that he himself is righteous,
并且他所经历的这一切显明他实在是义
but all that he has experienced manifests that he indeed is righteous
这在罗马书第三章上头说得太饱太清楚了
in Romans chapter 3 this is extremely clear
那现在这个事情也已经做成功
and he has also completed this
感谢赞美神
praise and thank God
神给人看见做成了
God has let man see he has completed.
在圣灵里称义也显明了。
And he is also vindicated by the Spirit.
那然后第三节。
And then the third.
我们中文就翻成被天使看见。
In Chinese it is said seen of angels.
我以为。
I think.
如果要翻得准确的话，也不能翻成天使。
If it's to be more clear, you cannot say it is the angels.
天使。一直在看
that the angels have always seen
我们的主从开始到地上来一直到他回到天上天使一直在那里看
that it is the angels who have seen when our Lord came to earth and was risen back and ascended
所以对天使来说并不是什么稀奇的事
so to the angels it is nothing that is amazing
所以如果按照希腊文那一个意思来领会
so according to the understanding of the Greek
再加上这里的向下文
And to the context here,
那我个人以为把它翻成使者是准确的。
I personally think that it should be translated as
messengers.
Messengers.
使者
The messengers.
你可以说他就是当时的使徒们。
You can say that it is the disciples, the apostles at that time.
你也可以说是一切被神差遣的人。
Or you can say all those that are sent by God.
因为这个天使。
Because this angel here.
就是一个传递信息的人。
It is one who sends a message.
那我们感谢主。
We thank God.
那主到地上来。
Our Lord came to earth.
主死而复活。
He died and was risen.
这一些事情
all these matters,
给一些传递神信息的人看见了
was seen by those who are messengers of God.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为这个事情是很简单。
Brothers and sisters, don't think this is a simple matter.
尤其是在当时我们的主从死里复活的那一个时候
especially during that time when our Lord has died and was risen
你留意犹太人当时对主的顶撞是到了一个什么的地步
notice how much opposition the Jewish people had toward our Lord
你也可以看到当时跟随主的那些人对主的复活是怎么的认识
and then you can see what understanding they have toward the resurrection of our Lord
严格说起来
to be very strict
连跟随主的那一批门徒
even,
没有一个认识主的复活
even all the disciples who followed our Lord to be strict none of them understood the resurrection of the Lord
连很接近主的那几个姊妹也不了解
Even the sisters that are very close to the Lord, they did not understand. 所
以你才看见莫大拉玛利亚他们那几个人第二七日的第一日清早去要膏主的身体。
So when you see that Martha and Mary and them were to anoint the body of the Lord on the first day.
没有看见主就回去说主的身体给人偷掉了。
And when they did not see the Lord, they returned and reported that the body of the Lord was stolen.
然后彼得跟约翰就跑到那个坟墓里头。
And then Peter and John ran to the grave.
他们就相信。
And they believed that.
相信什么
？What did they believe?
相信主的身体给人偷掉了。
They believed that his body was stolen.
他们没有想到主的复活。
They did not think of the resurrection of our Lord.
所以他们当天晚上聚会的时候。门都关了。
So at that day, when they gathered at night, they locked their doors.
害怕得不得了。
They were frightened.
如果他们真知道复活的主。
If they really knew the risen Lord,
他们就没有那一种害怕。
They would not be afraid.
弟兄姊妹就看
brothers and sisters,
连当时那么与主亲近的人他们也不知道
even
主复活是什么回事
those that are so close to the Lord in those days did not realize what this matter of the Lord's resurrection was
但是感谢神
but thank God
圣灵不仅是在那里显明神的儿子是义的
the Holy Spirit there not only reveals that the Son of God is the righteous one
圣灵也让那些跟随主的人从里面看见我们的这一位主他是复活的主
but,
是神所差遣的那一位
but to let those who follow the Lord to see that our Lord is the risen one and he is the one sent of God
所以就说是被众事者所看见
so it says beheld by the messengers
那这是以过去的事情
and this is in the past
然后呢
and then
又被传于外邦
proclaimed among the nations
这是使徒们
These apostles,
他们看见了主所成就的事情。
They have seen the matters completed by the Lord.
他们不仅在犹太中间来做成这个事。
Not only did he complete this among the Jewish people,
也把这一位复活的主传到外邦。
But they also proclaimed this risen Lord to the nation.
那这个被传于外邦是不是将来才发生了呢
？Is this something to happen in the future to proclaim among the nations?
不是。
No.
是已经发生的了
It has already occurred.
从前发生过
It has occurred in the past.
一直继续的发生到现在
And it continues on to now.
所以你读英文圣经的时候你看见都是 has been, has been, has been 的
So when you read the English translation it's in past tense.
从前已经出现了
It has already occurred in the past.
但是那个情形一直继续下来
But it is an ongoing procession.
到现在都没有过去
It has not finished yet.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
神在肉身显现是这样
It is the same when he was revealed in the flesh.
被圣灵称义也是这样。
It is the same when he was vindicated in the spirit.
被众使者看见也是这样。
And it is the same when he was beheld by the messenger.
被传于外邦也是这样。
It is the same when he is proclaimed among the nations.
还有。
And then.
第五件。
The fifth matter.
被世人信服。
He is believed on in the world.
那这个话，
Now these words.
应该是这样翻就更清楚一点。
Should be translated this way to be more clear.
已经在世人中间给人信服
that he is, has already been believed on by men in the world
然后就说已经在世上给人信服
that in the world he has already been believed on by men
不是所有的世人都信服
it is not all the world has believed
到目前为止 还不是全地的都信服
That till now it is not the whole earth has believed.
但是在世人中间或是在全地的里头已经给人信服了。
But in the world on earth that he has been believed on by man.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们是这些信服的人当中的一部分。
And we are a group, a portion of those believed on.
在我们以前已经很多人信服这件事。
And in the past there are many who has believed on this.
而这个事情从使徒时代的时候开始一直延续到现在。
And this matter from the time of the apostles until now.
这一位成为人的神的儿子他所做的一切已经给人接受了。
The Son of God who became man has what he has done has been received by man.
我非常非常喜欢中文的这里的翻译所用那两个字。
I extremely like the translation in the Chinese, the words they use here.
信服
that they have been believed and submitted to.
不单是信，而且是服。
Not only believe, but also submit.
弟兄姊妹。太准确了
Brothers and sisters, it is too accurate.
英文圣经只是 believe on.
In the English translation, it's only believed on.
如果我们不很注意那个 on, 我们就觉得好像平常一般了。你信不信呢？我信了。
If we do not pay attention to the on, then it's very casual. Then do you believe? Yes, I believe.
英文那里说是 believe on.
In the English translation, it's believe on.
我们中文圣经是信。
But in the Chinese translation, it is to believe and obey. Not only do you believe, but you are completely submissive to it. Thank God. This is a matter that has already been revealed. And then the last event, taken up in glory. Praise and thank God.
我们的主从天上到地上来。
Our Lord came from heaven to earth.
他经历了不容易的路程。
He has gone through many difficulties.
也带着他 所拣选的人走这一段路程。
And he has brought us who has who he has chosen to go on this path.
但是对着他自己来说
，But to himself speaking，
他已经被接到荣耀里。
He has already been received up in glory.
这是升天的事实。
This is the matter of ascension.
回到荣耀里。
He has returned to glory.
得着天上地上所有的权柄。
He has received all the authority in heaven and on earth.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这个就是真理的内容。
This is the content of
教会就是要发表这个事实。
And the church to manifest the
教会如果不是发表这一个事实
，If the church does not reveal the truth，
教会就没有见证。
Then the church has no testimony.
教会就不是神所要的见证。
The church is not manifesting the witness which God wants.
因为这一个神所要的见证。
Because this witness which God wants.
这是基督自己的经历。
It is not only the experience of Christ himself.
也是神要在我们身上同样显出的经历。
It is also an experience which God wants to manifest upon ourselves.
我们记得在以弗所书第一章里头。
Remember in Ephesians chapter 1.
圣灵让保罗做的那一个祷告
，the prayer which the Holy Spirit allows Paul to have，
里面不是说到叫我们知道他在我们这信的人身上所显的能力是何等的浩大吗
？Did he not want us to know that the power which we who have believed on how great that power is that we're to manifest？
这话怎么说呢
？How's this？Taken.
如果我们读以弗所书一章末了，我们就看到。
If we receive, read chapter one of Ephesians, we can see.
神要在我们身上所显明的那一个好大的能力。
God wants to manifest that great power upon us.
就是曾经显在基督身上的那一个能力。
It is that great power that once was manifested upon Christ.
很显然的那里就看到。
Very clearly, we can see.
神要把基督的经历做成我们的经历。
God wants.The experience of Christ to be our experience.
圣经中你在这里看到，从神的肉身显现开始，到被接到荣耀里，这都是我们的在地上那三十几年所走过的。
So brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly here from the beginning when he was revealed in the flesh to taken up in glory. This is the experience he has gone through in the 30 some odd years on earth.
这一段的历史
and this history
是主的历史
it is the Lord's history
是主的经历
it is His experience.
但是这一段经历
，But this experience
就是那个真理的内容。
It is the content of the
truth. 就是教会今天见证的那个内容。
It is the content of the testimony of the church today.
我们就看到了。
Then we can see.
为什么教会是真理的柱石和根基
？Why the church is the pillar and support of the truth?
除了教会
，Besides the church，
谁能领会这些
？Who can experience this?
谁能经历这一生
？Who can understand this?
如果不领会、不经历，你又怎么能去见证呢
？If you do not experience and understand, how can you bear the testimony?
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
这是我们的主在他拣选的里面给我们所看准的一件事。
In the choosing of our Lord, this is what He wants us to see very accurately.
我们实在不能不向主敬拜。
We must worship our Lord.
基督的。所做成的
，What Christ has done，
就是教会的中心内容。
It is the central theme of the church，
也是教会的见证的中心。
It is also the center of the testimony of the church。
那现在我们回过头来就看到了。
Now when we look back，
为什么这是在教会里头有职分的弟兄们，或者说是做带领、做服事的弟兄们
？Why is it that the brothers who are serving in the leadership role？
神的要求那样严格那样的高呢
That the standard of God is so strict and high
因为
It is because
神把这样严肃的庄严的神圣的伟大的见证交托给教会
God has entrusted such a great honorable glorious majestic testimony to the church
这一个见证
And this testimony
不因着教会所面对的环境发生许多的难处
Not because of the many difficulty of the church does this testimony change.
环境可以更大更厉害的改变
That the conditions can change even more severe.
但是这些改变只是显出教会的见证绝不能更改的那个事实
But these severe conditions only manifest that the testimony of the church cannot
change. 那因此主在教会里头所做的安排那个要求就是那样高
so the,
那样的严格
So the arrangement of the Lord in the church is so high and strict.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
我们看到这一些。
And when we see all this,
我们一面承认我们是赶不上主的心思。
On the one hand, we confess we do not follow, we cannot follow on to the Lord's heart.
但是另一面我们也看见。
But on the other hand, we can also see
神的拣选没有后悔。
That God is not regret what he has chosen.
他既然做了这样的拣选。
And since he has chosen this,
他也就会用他丰盛的怜悯来扶持我们去赶上他所在我们身上所等候的。
He would use his abundant grace upon us for us to follow on what he is waiting for.
我们实在感谢神。
We indeed praise and thank our God.
我们是算不得什么。
That we are nothing.
但是我们的主的确是算得数的主。
But indeed our Lord is what counts.
有了他，我们就有了见证的内容。
And if we have him, we have the content of our testimony.
离开了他，我们就没有路。
And outside of him, we have no way.
但愿主怜悯我们。
And may the Lord have mercy upon us.
给我们实在的看见我们如今跟随主的路。
That we can truly see the way which we should follow our Lord.
和我们所见证的是什么。
And what we should testify for.
我们巴不得神的儿女们实在能按照主的话说离开那个道理的开端。
That we are so willing for the children of God to depart away from the beginning of logic, doctrine.
And logos.
And to depart away from logos.
我们实在的进到那个完全的地步。
That we would enter into that complete condition.
竭力的追求进到这个完全的地步。
That we strive to enter into this complete
condition. 虽然我们是带着许多的残缺。
And even though we bear with us many shortcomings.
但是我们必须要肯定我们的目标和方向是这一个。
But we must be assured that this is our goal and our direction.
我们的缺陷和软弱不能改变这一个。
And our weakness and our shortcomings cannot change this.
我想今天晚上和弟兄姊妹们的交通就停在这里了。
I think, and my fellowship with brothers and sisters here.
我们下礼拜回来，我们就开始看第四章。
And next week when we return, we'll look into chapter 4.